This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. My beloved brothers and sisters, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله رب العالمين. Always forever begin by praising Allah. نشهد أن لا إله إلا الله. We testify that there is none worthy of worship besides Allah سبحانه وتعالى. And we send our love and our greetings, our salutations to beloved Nabi Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, to his pious and his pure family, to his companions and all those who follow his sunnah until the end of time. May Allah bless us to be amongst them. Ameen. Walhamdulillah. SubhanAllah, today is the last Jumu'ah of the Hijri calendar. Next week it will be a new Islamic year. And at the end of every year, one must ask, how many do we have left? There will come a time where you will attend your final Jumu'ah. And before the next week, your janazah would have been, my janazah would have been performed. We don't know. Could be this Jumu'ah, could be next week, could be many years from now. But we only have X amount of time on this dunya. Unavoidable. As Hasan al-Basri mentions, every moment that is taken, every moment that goes by, a portion of you disappears to never return. Can never get time back. It's the blessing that can never come back. And therefore, the Muslim is someone who understands, I have a limited amount of time. I have an objective on this dunya. I have to achieve something. And then I go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I will stand before Him, where I will be held accountable. And therefore, the hadith that says, bring yourself to account, hold yourself accountable. Look into your own affairs before you are brought to account on the day of Qiyamah. Powerful hadith, bring yourself to account before Allah brings you to account. And weigh your deeds, assess your own deeds before Allah weighs them for you. We are, many people here, most of you here are from a corporate environment. And you know very well things like monthly KPIs, year-end budgets, targets, everything we assess, everything we compare, we look at, am I on track, am I achieving it? We do this, this is not even our money. It's not even our money that we're doing this, for someone else's money, someone else's dunya, that we are so meticulous. Whenever we deviate off the budget, we have to write a report, we need to explain. Again, not our money, someone else's money. But when it comes to our life, our time, our dunya, our akhirah, we don't take accountability. And so the Nabi also says, the wise person is the one who reproaches himself and acts in preparation for death. Acts in preparation of that time when your janazah will come about. And so at the end of the year, this being the last khutbah of the year, if I were to ask myself, so how closer am I? I am closer to my death, definitely. I'm a year closer to my janazah, I know that. But how closer am I to my objective of Jannah? My objective, your objective is to get to Jannah. Ultimately, that's it. Anything in between is immaterial. So long as we enter Jannah, alhamdulillah, we've succeeded. And so, this past year, alhamdulillah, if I look at myself, you look at yourself, if you've made your salah, that's 360 days of salah, times five. How many sajidahs? Alhamdulillah. We had another month of Ramadan this year. How can we quantify the reward of Ramadan? How much charity have you given? What have you learned? What have we recited of the Quran? Alhamdulillah, there are many good things that we've acquired during the year. At the same time, we look at the sin that we've acquired and accumulated this year. What have we looked at, watched, listened to, spoken about? How many people have we hurt? How much of the haram have we done that nobody knows besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And that is what muhasabah, that is what accountability. In fact, for the accountants here, a muhasib is an accountant. The day of Hisab, the day of accounting, the day of judgment. And this is where you hold yourself accountable and you look at your state of accounts. You know, like everyone at the end of the year, you ask, what is my account with you? How much do I owe? How much do you owe? With Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have an account with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so we should think about this past 52 weeks, this past year that we went by, What did I achieve? Where did I fail? And what do I do now? And when we look at it from a personal perspective, we also know this year was not a normal year. It was a very difficult year for the Ummah. This year is a year where we will be asked about by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A genocide occurred, is occurring. And unlike any other genocide in the history of mankind, this one was live streamed to your phone, to my phone. We saw children in Wayadu Billah being bombed to pieces on our phones. Wasn't something we read about, like the Holocaust, we read about it many, many decades ago. What could I do? Ya Allah, I wasn't there. I only got to find out about the Bosnian genocide when they've discovered the graves. But now we see it happening in lifetime. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will ask us, what did you do? What was your response? Allah, help us answer that question. It's going to be a difficult one. So now this is the end of the year. An end of a very difficult year. When we get to the end of things, how do we approach the end? If this was our last day on earth, our last Jumu'ah, what exactly should go through our minds? What should we feel? And subhanAllah, a few days before the Prophet passed away, 3 days before he died, he gave this hadith. He said to the Sahaba, let none of you die. None of you should die except thinking well of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When everything is said and done, the good, the bad and ugly of your life, my life, for the believer, in spite of how little we've done of good deeds and how much sin we've done and how inefficient and how insignificant our efforts are, do not leave the dunya. Your final closing thought must feel positive about Allah. Hope in Allah's mercy. Hope in Allah's kindness. Hope in Allah's forgiveness. And as Allah says, I am as my slave thinks of me. I am as my slave thinks of me. And so the sunnah way of ending the year, ending the chapter, is to say, Walhamdulillah, Ya Allah, I am still a Muslim. I have preserved my Islam through 1 year. I started the year, Walhamdulillah, as a Muslim. Well, at least I know one person in the masjid didn't start as a Muslim, but he is here as a Muslim today, Walhamdulillah. I end the year as a Muslim, and we make dua, we die as a Muslim. Every khutbah, we give that ayah, وَلَا تَمُوتُنَّ إِلَّا وَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. Allah says in the Quran, do not die, stop yourself from dying, except in the state of Islam. That is your most important priority. That if I die, I'm die a Muslim. And Alhamdulillah, may Allah accept from us, we've achieved that, we hope Allah, that we are still Muslims. And that is what gives us hope. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that at the end of things, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. At the end of the day, Allah says, oh my servants who have sinned, oh the bad ones, oh sinful servants, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah, do not despair in Allah's kindness. Indeed, Allah forgives all sins, and indeed He is of forgiving, He loves to forgive, and He is most merciful. And therefore we end the sunnah way of ending things. And if you know, subhanAllah, if you knew you only had a few hours left on the dunya, what do I do? You will not care about your bank account. You will not care about your deadlines at work. You will not care about that project. You will not care about anything. How would you spend, subhanAllah, if you really had 1 hour left, what would you do? There's nothing else you could do. Is you would possibly take the most beautiful wudu you can take. You would perform salah. You would sit in sujood. And you'll just make istighfar. We don't have to wait for death. We don't have to wait until Malikul Maut comes, or when the doctor gives us that terrible diagnosis, it's terminal. Istighfar, take it now. I speak to myself first. Take it now today. That we make istighfar for everything. That we get our account clean. No matter how bad the record is, istighfar wipes all of it. Allah, the Nabi says in a beautiful hadith, on the authority of Abu Hurairah, the Nabi said something about Allah. He wants to tell the Sahaba something about Allah, the way Allah speaks. And he says that Allah has this conversation with everybody. Allah has this conversation with you and me. A servant of Allah commits a sin. A sinful person. He made a sin. Looked at haram, ate haram, dressed haram, committed whatever the sin is, big or small. Then that person came to his senses. He came to the masjid. He listened to a khutbah and he said, oh Allah, I committed that sin, Ya Allah. I sinned for the last 12 months, the last year I committed a sin. And he glorified and he praises Allah. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my servant has committed a sin. And he acknowledges that he has a rob. He committed the zina, But he also came back and he acknowledged he has an Allah. And he acknowledges that this Rabb can punish sins and forgive sins. So I forgive him. You acknowledge I'm your Rabb and you ask for me to forgive you, so I forgave you. Then the man went and sinned again. Same sin. That same thing he asked, Ya Allah, forgive me, Jumu'ah. Saturday night he did the same sin. Then Ya Allah, Sunday morning he sobers up, whatever it might be. May Allah protect us. And he says, Our Lord, my Lord, forgive me, Ya Allah, I sinned. And Allah says, my servant has committed a sin. And he knows that he has a Lord who forgives sins and punishes for them. Allah forgives him again. And then the man sins again. And he makes tawbah again. And Allah again says, I forgive you. Eventually the hadith continues like this on and on and on until Allah says to the servant, Allah says to this man, do what you wish of sin. So long as you ask for forgiveness, you are forgiven. I don't get tired. I don't get frustrated. One of Allah's names, Al-Halim, means I don't get tired whenever you ask, Ya Allah, I'm repeating this sin over and over. Allah says, okay. It's not okay to commit sin. But the istighfar is sufficient for the sin. Allah does not ask perfection from you and me. He asks only that we return to Him when we left Him. And for many of us, when we look at our lives, there is, when we want to move forward, one of the tricks of shaitan is to paralyze you with guilt. Look at your life. Look at what you really think now you want to come to Allah? You've lost so much. It's too late. The Nabi says, there is no believing servant, but that he has, subhanAllah, look at this. He says, amazing hadith. He says that there is not a single person in the dunya except that he has a sin which he habitually commits. Allah protect, we all have that favorite sin. Everybody knows that's between you and Allah. That we sin from time to time. And we abide that sin over and over. And we don't abandon that sin. And some of us will not abandon until we leave the dunya. But for the believer, if he repents, verily the believer was created to be tested. And then he repents, and then he's forgetful, and then he's reminded, he comes back. Then Nabi says, this is part of being human. This is part of being human. So long as you return to Allah every time you made that mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us weak. We don't fight, we fight that weakness as best we can, but when we fall, we return back into repentance. Another hadith, and again, we don't belittle sin, but these hadith are to give us motivation to make istighfar. Not to encourage us, okay, the sin is not big, Allah's going to forgive. No. The encouragement is to make istighfar. A man, he kissed a woman. A sahabi, radiallahu anhu, Allah be pleased with him. He was alone with a woman, he kissed her. And then he felt bad and he came to the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and he said, Ya Rasulullah, I was alone with a lady and we did things. And before he could respond, Allah revealed ayat. Allah says, make salah, establish salah at the two ends of the day, in the morning and the evening, and in the first hours of the night. Innal hasanat yudhiba sayyat. That verily your good deeds, without you knowing, removes your sins. Your sins that you are doing, yes, but every time you make salah, every time you come to the masjid, every time you give charity, every time you put that 5 rand in that towel, Allah removes that sin that you didn't even think about. And the man said, Ya Rasulullah, is this just for me? Allah is only giving me this gift. And he says, no, it is for every person of my ummah who acts accordingly. And so when you quantify 5 salawat times 17 raka'as times 34 sajidas times 360 days of the year, that sujood counts for something, alhamdulillah. And it is in that we have hope and faith in Allah, and we make repentance because we believe we have a Lord that forgives. The Nabi says, or Allah says in the Quran, وَجَزَاءَ السَّيِّئَةِ سَيِّئَةً مِثْلُهَا, that the retribution for an evil act is an evil one like it. But whoever pardons and makes reconciliation, his reward is from Allah. And indeed, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not like wrongdoers. So Allah says to us, this is for us, that if someone harmed you, you have the right to take retribution. But it is better for you to let go of your retribution. Now if this is for us, what do we think of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? If Allah is telling us, let go of retribution, Allah is awla, Allah is most halim, He is the most merciful in letting go of retribution. We do not have a Rabb who wants to punish. He punishes, and none punishes like Allah, but He's also the most merciful, and He's the most reluctant to punish. As the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says to that Sahaba, when he saw that lady holding her son after she thought he had died, look at that lady. She just thought she lost her son, looking in the rubble, the house collapsed on the child. And she is pulling the rubble away, and out of the fire she pulls that child. And the Nabi sees that lady and he says to her, "Oh Sahaba, do you really think this mother could throw this child in a fire? Throw him off a cliff?" He said, "Ya Rasul, never. Impossible. This lady can never do that." So he says, "Oh my Sahaba, Allah is more reluctant to cast any of us in Jahannam than our own mothers are to put us in Jahannam. As bad as we are, as sinful as we are, as messed up as the year was, when you raise your hands today, inshaAllah, it is this is who Allah is that we speak to." And so when we end this year, the best way to end and the best way to start is with istighfar. It is, when we talk about tawbah, the word tawbah, if you ask, they'll say tawbah means to ask for forgiveness. Tawbah doesn't mean literally ask for forgiveness. It means to return. Tawbah ya tawbah means to return. You and I, we've gone off course. We've lost our way. The dunya confused us, deluded us. And then when we come to our senses, we realize, subhanallah, I'm far off where I need to be. So when you make tawbah, you're coming back to Allah. And Allah says, "Huwa tawwab." He is the one that returns to you when you return back. And if you come back walking, he comes to you running. When you've left him for years, and then you want to open your hands to make istighfar, Allah returns to you. This is who our Rabb is. The only thing he requires and he asks, "Come back to me. Oh my ibad, come back to me." But if you ask, you come to me with a world filled of sin, I will give you a forgiveness bigger than your sin. His forgiveness is greater than his sin. And therefore, as difficult and as miserable maybe this year might have been from an ummah perspective and whatever individual struggles that we have, it is also very difficult to end the year not to be positive and to give gratitude that, walhamdulillah, we are Muslims. Walhamdulillah, we are in the masjid. Walhamdulillah, while everything is going wrong, Islam is still in our hearts. And Allah has gifted you and me with that. And part of the ending of this year, we end off with istighfar and shukr and gratitude. We give shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He has given us, for what mercy He has shown us. And when we see how difficult things are in the world, it's very simple. It's human for us to only think about our own problems, our financial problems, the holidays we didn't get to go on, the things we couldn't buy, the opportunities we missed, the job promotion we didn't get. Remember, we are seeing people dying, people's homes being destroyed, people starving. And therefore the Nabi says that if any of you wakes up in the morning and you feel safe in your house and you have health, you are healthy in your body, how many people sitting, they have terminal illness, they have an incurable disease, nothing, you can give them millions and billions, but they will gladly trade that for their health. They will say, "Yeah, I'll spend the dunya to get my health back." So if you have security, you don't have bombs falling on your head, you are healthy, walhamdulillah, you can wake up and you feel healthy, and you're not starving, you have enough food for the day, then Allah has given you the world. The Nabi says, Allah has really given you the world. Allah has made you, you won the lottery, you won the jackpot. On top of that, walhamdulillah, most importantly, you have the kalima on your tongue. You are here in the masjid. You have made your salah. While the rest of the world is out doing whatever they're doing, Allah says, "Hayya ala salah, hayya ala al-falah." You've responded to Allah. You put your head on the floor in sajda. With all our imperfections, walhamdulillah, that is what happens, that is what counts. And so we end the year as well to say, "Ya Allah, jazakallah khair for what you've given us. Jazakallah, ya Allah, we thank you, we praise you, we glorify you for what you have given us. And we ask you to forgive us for our shortcomings, for our great ingratitude. And we return to you after we have left." And the beautiful thing of shukr, and every time I do a khutbah and I find a hadith, it's like a little gem. This hadith, I hadn't seen it before. The Nabi says, the one who eats, you feast, you have a fabulous meal, but you are grateful to Allah, that you say, "Shukr, alhamdulillah, ya Allah." Then it is similar to the reward to the one who fasted patiently. What a beautiful hadith. The person who enjoys the dunya in a halal way, have that holiday, have the blessings Allah gives you, but then give shukr to Him, you will get the same reward like the guy who gave all that money in charity, like the guy who fasted. Our Rabb, when I say these hadith and these ayat, it is really to hit one message, is to say Allah has not set the bar impossible for you to reach, for us to get to Jannah. He has made the bar so low so that everybody can enter Jannah. Our Rabb wants us to enter Jannah. And so we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to end off this year with His mercy and His forgiveness. His mercy can forgive the whole 12 months of sin and reward us for the little that we do. May Allah accept all our ibadat, our fasting, our salah, our charity, pardon all our sins. May Allah make easy for this ummah and all those who are struggling and suffering. We give shukr to Allah for what He has given us. And then we make dua, ya Allah, next week for a new beginning. May next year be a better year. May next year be a much better year than this year that passed for us as individuals and for and the ummah at large. And we'll talk about that, inshallah, next week. So a few announcements. We have, as is customary, we have the Muharram March, and that is happening Sunday, the 14th of July. That's next week, Sunday. And the Muharram March is something which has happened, I don't know, more than 100 years already in our history. Well, almost. And it's important, you know. One of the things that we do, it's not just for the Bukap of Buranal, it is for the Cape Town community. Every year that we survive, it's really a commemoration of our survival. I say this many, many times over, that it is against all odds that we are still Muslim and that we as a community survive. Every year it is an achievement. We are going against the tide. 2-3%, an ocean of disbelief, an ocean of, you know, pushing our kids away from Islam. And therefore when your kids, my kids, can recite Surah Fatiha, they come and make salah with us, they fast in Ramadan, that gives us hope that Islam continues to survive and thrive in this ummah, in this part of the world. And that's why we have that Muharram March. That is really the essence of it, that we are still here, ya Allah. And so for those of us who can attend, it's obviously it's a celebration that our community is still here, and shukr to Allah. And all our kids, inshallah, all your kids, my kids are invited to come. It's really about them, but also a special, obviously, commemoration for the children of Palestine who are not able to enjoy what we have in this country. So inshallah, that is going to happen next week. There's also a series on wills, last wills and testaments. Part of preparing for the end is, of course, to make sure that your financial affairs are in order. That's the 9th of July, and that will be at the Bukap Cultural Hub. And then our AGM, so not next week, the Sunday after the Muharram March, the 21st of July. It is the AGM of the Masjid and for Buranal, the entire organization, the nursery school as well. And so we hope that all of you are musallis, you are all stakeholders in this organization, you all participate, you come here, you make your salah, your jumu'ah here. It's important that we hear from you. So we hope all of you will attend as well, bi-idhnillah. Jazakallah khair, wa sallallahu sayyidina Muhammad wa alayhi sahbihi sallam ursaleen, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.